Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. This is Dr. Michael A. Milton, inviting you to join us for a devotional on John chapter 21, verse 15, that I've entitled The Prerequisite to the Christian Life. And we'll get into the teaching right after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Prerequisite to the Christian Life, a devotional written and read by Dr. Michael A. Milton. John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will endure forever." It is possible to come to Christianity with the idea that we bring something to God that God needs. This line of thinking is seldom articulated as such. However, we might suppose, for example, that since we have a sonorous voice, Mensa grade IQ, or say the gifts and graces of a phenomenal cook, we can help the Lord out. Or perhaps we think, that church really could use me about now. Well, the case may be ostensibly so. First Church really could use a good cook on Wednesday nights. Don't tell Mrs. Bland. Or no one can deny that Mount Calvary could use a good tenor in the choir. Naturally, no offense to Mr. Bellows. Yes, it might look like God really could use a gifted guy like you. But such thinking is not only biblically and theologically erroneous, it's downright dangerous. Just as God did not choose Abraham because of anything good in Abraham, but rather because of God's love from the foundation of the earth, so also God chose you because of his glory and love. You and I do not have the capacity to earn God's favor. We must only repent of our sins and believe in the resurrected and reigning Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. God doesn't need anything because he gave us all things. Believe it or not, the New Testament has several glaring examples of muddle-headed thinking on this subject. Lest you believe that such a narcissistic ideation as boasting before God is absent from, say, those disciples who were closest to him, just pay a visit to the story of Peter. Simon Peter had some rough edges that the Lord, the master carpenter, would file down. There were plenty of splinters on this Galilean fisherman. Not only did Peter boast that others may fall away, but I will never, See Mark 14:29. He went on to deny Jesus. He not only denied Jesus Christ, he betrayed the Lord at the very time of Jesus' passion and crucifixion. To paraphrase T.S. Eliot, the Apostle Peter came in like a blustering norther, but he went out not with a bang, but a whimper. T.S. Eliot, The Hollow Men, 1925. Yet as the reader turns the pages of Scripture to 1 and 2 Peter, this sinfully proud spiritual patsy becomes a veritable paragon of pastoral power set in humility. What happened? The answer is John 21:15. This verse begins a dialogue between Jesus and Peter that would change history. Peter's and ours. I have called this devotional the prerequisite to the Christian life because Jesus demonstrates that Peter needed to understand a fundamental truth about his relationship with Jesus before further service. What is the prerequisite to service for Peter and for us? Well, there are at least two. First, let's reacquaint ourselves with the passage for the devotional. John 21:15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." The first prerequisite to the Christian life is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, that may sound simplistic, perhaps even redundant. Doesn't Peter already have a relationship with Jesus? Notice that Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" You see, Peter's love for Jesus was always in reference to others. Again, I cite the passage, "Others may fall away, but I'll never fall away." Who was he talking about? Others fall away. Well, he was talking about the others around him, the other disciples. As Peter's love of Jesus was demonstrated in performance, so you and I must come to see that we come to Jesus just as I am without one plea. Our relationship to Christ is not based on any merit in ourselves. Our relationship is not in reference to anyone else or anything. Our relationship to Jesus is solely grounded in his love for us, demonstrated on the cross. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer reminds us, we must love God for God's own sake. And that leads to the second prerequisite to the Christian life. And it's this, that grace overflows into acts of gratitude. Jesus told Peter, "Feed my sheep." A love that is grounded in grace responds in gratitude. We can only feed his sheep by being filled with his life. Peter's come to Jesus passage is really an astonishing dialogue. The Lord separated Peter's love from a few to share Jesus' life with many. The Apostle Peter was on the journey to understand God's grace. It would be rough sailing for the fishermen from Galilee. However, God's grace and love were greater than Peter's resistance, and eventually, we witness the remarkably humble pastor who was eventually crucified for the sake of Christ's love and service to others, based on that love. At the intersection of faith and life, we have learned there are at least two prerequisites for the Christian life. We bring nothing to God. We come to Christ broken before his cross. And we serve no one well until we are ministering out of the fullness of Christ in us. Someone hearing this may feel as though you have failed God or failed others. The truth is, we have all been there. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But our Lord Jesus Christ remains on the shoreline of our lives, a welcoming figure. Indeed, the most compelling person in all of human history. He invites you to dive in just as you are. Bring your regrets. Swim to him with your shame. He has already assumed all of the infection of a sin-sickened world, and he has risen with healing for all who come to him in need. How does the old hymn go? I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. For further reading, the commentary on John chapter 21 by Matthew Henry. And you can find that on the Bible Study Tools link in the textual devotional. Secondly, I would like to recommend a wonderful article that appeared on crosswalk.com, The Marvelous Meaning of Feed My Sheep in John 21 by author Amanda Eidelman. The link is also in the text. Finally, I would like to recommend a book that I wrote. It is called Sounding the Depths, When the Savior Prays for His People. And you can find that in the devotional text. For the Crosswalk Devotional, this is Dr. Michael A. Milton praying God's blessing of love on you and yours. Amen.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.